What's up? Que pasa? Sac posse? Y'all know what it is, man. It's D, welcome to Dap Sports. Place we talk about NFL and NBA mostly from a fun perspective. So if you got a problem with that, kick rocks. It's not for fanatics. It's for the fun fanatics. Okay? First off, Super Bowl. Y'all went to sleep on that because the Super Bowl was boring. Oh my God, was the Super Bowl boring. People get mad. They say, why you watching 3 hours if it was boring? It's the fucking Super Bowl. We playing parties. Who gonna go to a Super Bowl party and leave before it might get interesting? Come on, man. And Golic and Wingo? Well, rather Wingo? Trey Wingo had a fit.
Shut up. Just shut up. If you don't want to watch, then don't watch. Go watch the Raptors and the Knicks. Go do something else. But don't sit there for four flipping hours with your eyes glued to the game and say, oh, this is so boring. But I can't stop watching. Oh, it's so boring. Just shut the hell up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, give me a break.
He was pissed. He was pissed. But then again, that's a guy that does golf and shit too, so. Well, if he does golf, he sounds like, I don't know, I don't remember that. Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers, traded Kristaps Porzingis with hopes of getting free agents this summer. I lived through this already, so I got a right to be skeptical as a Knicks fan for over 30 years. Yes, I'm in my 40s. I know I look mad young and handsome, but I'm in my 40s, man. This is the mid-90s when the Knicks had a decent squad going to the playoffs. We've been some shit ever since. Garbage. Terrible. But check this out. We got landing spots for two max contracts. And just the best news I heard all day is AD is willing to get traded to the Knicks. But guess what? With the trade we just made for Kristaps Porzingis, getting him out of here, don't have the pieces. And if we do, we left with nothing. Like what we did for Melo. We gave up everything and we got nothing. So what the fuck? Come on, Knicks. KD, need you to come. They're supposed to be pursuit of Kyrie too. But I'm not sure how I feel about Kyrie, man. I'll just be honest with y'all. He wasn't happy in Cleveland. He's not happy in Boston. If he's not happy in New York, if we give up pieces for him, that's just terrible. He just, like, I don't mind somebody going somewhere where they want to play, but it's like, you can't change your mind every fucking year. Make a choice and stick with it. Everybody else got to do it in regular life, so make a choice and stick with it, man. And I know we got Perry, Mills, and Fizdale now, new regime. But you can't blame us for being skeptical. As Knicks fans, we've been putting up with this shit for a long time. So forgive us if we, you know, we've been left holding the bag. Holding the bag. No holding my bags. Yeah, ride with them. Going to the culture segment right now. 21 Savage is not American. He's a French national. Came over here when he was 12 years old and overstayed his visa. Now, why is that fucking crazy to me? If I went to a country and I overstayed my visa and I was supposed to be gone, I really doubt I would be putting out hit records and making videos when I'm illegal. Like, what the fuck? Like, for ICE to come get you, you didn't renew your visa, you weren't in the line for citizenship, you just was doing shit. And that's cool if you're gonna stay under the radar doing that thug shit, but once you get that light, bruh, you start paying them lawyers to get you plugged in. Take that citizenship test. I know it making too much sense for these savage niggas out there, and we supposed to be ignorant because we black? No, man. Handle our fucking business. It's no more than playing ignorant shit for people. We done with that. Y'all laughed at Bow Wow. Y'all laughed at Bow Wow, man. That pissed me off, man. Bow Wow didn't beat the bitch ass and y'all laughed at Bow Wow. I don't like that, man. And I love Chris Brown. This ain't talking about Chris Brown, but was he supposed to do what Chris Brown done to Rihanna? No. You live and you learn, man. Make mistakes, you live and you learn. So, if y'all clown the Bow Wow, cut that shit out. Cut that shit out. Don't clown him, bro. He did the right thing. Fuck y'all suckers one time for Bow Wow. Yo, man, it's Dash Sports. I appreciate y'all joining me this week. Also, a big shout out to Saquon Barkley, NFL Rookie of the Year, New York Giants. You know I always love that. Super Bowl sucked. Super Bowl really sucked. We waited all year for that. And Bill Belichick, once again, man. Bravo, bro. You played the game you wanted to play and you won. I don't know if you fucking cheated because it looked like y'all knew everything they was doing. Oh, God, you look like y'all knew everything they was doing, man. So, whether you cheated or not, I don't give a fuck. I'm Giants all day. We whip y'all ass, so I can say that. Peace to everybody. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. Big up. This is episode number 10. I did 10. A lot of people ain't did 10 nothing in life. You, fat boy, you ain't done 10 push-ups. Oh, shit. Yo. You, fat girl. Well, you did do 10 things. You had 10 flavors of ice cream and you ate them all. Oh, God, I'm going to hell, yo. You think you're a comedian? This is a sports show. I joke. Oh, shit. Yo, this is Dab Sports. I appreciate y'all. Man. Like, share, subscribe. It's all about having fun. Leaving something for the future kids and so we can have fun. Disagree. And that's it. Peace out. Catch y'all next week. Thanks for the love. Yo, episode 10. I did 10. I'm proud of myself, man. Y'all be easy. Thanks. Peace.